This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday announced a range of American commitments aimed at curbing global warming. This as leaders from more than 100 countries gathered in Glasgow for the UN Climate Change Conference. He said the United States will be able to meet the ambitious target I set at the Leaders Summit on Climate back in April, reducing U.S. emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030. He went on saying, "We will demonstrate to the world that the United States is not only back at the table, but hopefully leading by the power of our example." He also said, "I know it hasn't been the case, and that's why my administration is working overtime to show that our climate commitment is actions, not words." Those new goals include a set of new U.S. climate commitments that build on previous global agreements. Those are the unveiling of plans for a $3 billion President's Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience to tackle climate awareness, financing and adaptation efforts, and a raft of domestically focused legislation. The U.S. Supreme Court heard challenges to a state of Texas law that imposes a near total ban on abortion after 6 weeks. The Republican-backed Texas law bars abortions at 6 weeks, a point when some women do not even know they're pregnant. The law also allows members of the public to sue people who may have facilitated an abortion after 6 weeks, taking enforcement out of the hands of state officials. The justices heard separate challenges to the law from President Biden's administration and from abortion providers. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. World leaders are turning up the heat and resorting to end-of-the-world rhetoric. It's all in an attempt to bring new urgency to sputtering international climate negotiations. The metaphors were dramatic and mixed at the start of the talks known as COP26 on Monday in Glasgow, Scotland. For British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, global warming was a doomsday device strapped to humanity. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said people are digging our own graves. They spoke at the opening of the World Leaders Summit portion of the UN Climate Conference. The conference is aimed at getting governments to commit to curbing carbon emissions fast enough to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. U.S. officials have confirmed that a newly formed armed group resisting the Taliban rule in Afghanistan has registered with the United States. The confirmation came in response to claims by the Anti-Taliban National Resistance Front, or NRF, that its international office has received authorization to officially open in America. Ali Maysam Nazari, the foreign relations chief for the anti-Taliban group, made the announcement on Friday via a Twitter post, promising the NRF will soon expand its activities through the globe. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department told VOA officials they, quote, are aware that an entity calling itself the National Resistance Front registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act on October 26th. The spokesperson, however, explained the decision to register was made that by the registrant and did not require any further action by the Department of Justice or any other American government entity. The United States and European Union have agreed to end a dispute over U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs imposed by former President Donald Trump in 2018. President Biden said Sunday that the two sides are ushering in a new era of transatlantic cooperation that's going to benefit all of our people both now and, I believe, in years to come, end quote. UN Secretary General Guterres said that more than 5 million COVID-19 deaths was a global shame. He also said it's a reminder that much of the world is being failed by vaccine inequities. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported early Monday that the global death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic reached its total just 4 months after the 4 million death milestone. In a statement, Guterres said the deaths are not just numbers on a page. Guterres said the devastating milestone is a reminder that while wealthy countries are rolling out third booster doses, only about 5% of people in Africa are fully vaccinated. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.